Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we hear music by Neil Young, answer a question about open source software, and report about new members of the National Women's Hall of Fame. The National Women's Hall of Fame is the oldest organization that recognizes and honors important American women. The nonprofit educational organization was established in 1969 with headquarters in Seneca Falls, New York. That is the town where the first Women's Rights Convention was held in 1848. The National Women's Hall of Fame recently honored 10 more outstanding American women. Pat Bodner tells us about them.
A national committee of judges chose the honorees from the arts, science, government, education, and other areas. They joined 207 other women honored by the National Women's Hall of Fame since 1973. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton is among the newest Hall of Fame members. The wife of former President Bill Clinton is the first female United States Senator from New York State. She is also the first former First Lady elected to the Senate. The other living honorees are peace and health activist Betty Bumpers, architect Maya Lin, and scientist Rita Rossi Caldwell. Betty Bumpers helped establish the first national campaign to give children medicine to prevent disease. Maya Lin designed the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., at the age of 21. Rita Rossi Caldwell was the first woman and the first biologist to head the National Science Foundation. The National Women's Hall of Fame also honored 6 women who are no longer living. Blanche Stewart Scott was a pilot in the early days of the airplane. Mother Mary Ann Cope was a Roman Catholic religious worker who cared for patients with Hansen's disease, or leprosy. Patricia Locke worked to keep Native American languages from being forgotten. Mary Burnett Talbert was active in the struggle for voting rights for women and civil rights for African Americans. Ruth Fulton Benedict studied social sciences. She wrote the book Patterns of Culture in 1934. That same year, Hall of Fame honoree Florence Ellenwood Allen became the first female judge of the United States Circuit Court of Appeals.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Nigeria. Simaku Fasino asks about open source software. Open source software is a way in which businesses and individuals can offer the source code of a computer program to the general public. If a person has enough knowledge about computers and computer programming, he or she can change the program's source code. The source code is like a set of directions that show the program how to operate. People change the codes so that the program will operate in a way that will meet their needs. Sometimes, changing the code will make the program run faster, or it will take problems out of the program. These problems are called bugs and can cause a computer program to shut down. People who change the source code of a computer program share these programs with each other on the Internet. Programmers enjoy being able to improve computer programs on their own. They enjoy being able to ask other people on the Internet for help with their programs. Working together, people can improve computer programs for the good of the group. However, some computer software companies worry about open source software. They think that if people are able to create and change their own software, they will not want to buy the company's products. Many people say that open source software is bad because the programs do not include security measures. They say that any person who is smart enough can change the programs in bad ways. The people who support open source software say that all computer programs should be free and ideas should be open to the public. The Open Source Initiative is a group that supports software sharing. The group says it is hard to count the number of people who use open source software because there are no sales of it. Linux is one of the most popular open source operating systems. The Open Source Initiative says Linux has between 4 million and 27 million users. The group says everyone who sends email or uses the web is using open source software. Internet mail transports, web servers, FTP servers, and our own VOA mail system all use open source software. Neil Young has been writing and performing his music since the 1960s. He formed two famous rock bands, Buffalo Springfield and later Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. More recently, Young has been performing on his own. His latest album is called Prairie Wind. Faith Lapidus tells us more.
Neil Young was preparing to record songs for his new album in March. Then his doctor told him he had an aneurysm, a weakened blood vessel in his brain. He wrote and recorded all the songs for the album during the week before he had an operation to fix the problem. The songs on Prairie Wind are influenced by country music. They are about change and the passage of time. Young sings about family, home, nature, religion, and his childhood in Canada. 4 of the 10 songs contain the word prairie. A prairie is an extensive area of flat grassland, like in the middle of North America. This song is called Far From Home.
When I was a growing boy, rocking on my daddy's knee, daddy took an old guitar and sang, bury me on the lone prairie. Uncle Bob sat at the piano, my girl cousin sang. Those were the good old family times that left a big
Young has performed many kinds of rock and blues music. He says country music has been his most successful communication with a lot of people. And he says his songs speak for themselves. Here is another song from Prairie Wind. It is called Here for You.
When your summer days come tumbling down and you find yourself alone, then you can come back and be with me. Just close your eyes and I'll be there. Listen to the sound of this old heart.
Some experts say Neil Young is one of the greatest songwriters of all time. They say his songs last through time. We leave you now with the title song from Prairie Wind.
Trying to remember what my daddy said before too much time took away his head. We're going back and I'll show you what I'm talking about. Going back to Cypress River, back to the old farmhouse.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program. This show was written by Shelley Gullist, Catherine Gypsum, and Jerry Lynn Watson. Katie Weaver was the producer, and our audio engineer was Daryl Smith. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.